Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Tale of Truthwater Lake, written by Emma Carroll and read by Eleanor Bennett. One. Summer, 2032. Polly. Late one night, when it's too hot to sleep, I catch my brother climbing over our balcony. He's about to lower himself onto the neighbour's wheelie bin when he sees me watching.
Go back to bed, Polly, Joel hisses.
No chance. I've spotted the towel under his arm, the bag on his shoulder, a dead giveaway that he's going to the beach.
You can't come, he protests. You can't even swim.
I did 50 metres at the pool today, actually, I say, though I don't mention how tough it was. Joel sighs.
Okay, come. Just, you know, be quiet.
I mime zipping my mouth shut. Though Joel and I are unmistakably related, curly dark hair, Dad's green eyes and Mum's bumpy nose, I'm very much the chatty one, it's true. Also, it's the middle of the night, and my device shows the temperature's 25 degrees, so it's way too hot to argue. The heatwave started just before we broke up for the summer, the last days of term spent melting in classrooms as hot as griddles. It's 5 weeks into the holidays now, and we've spent most of it stuck inside our tiny flat. The government brought in an emergency law that says when the temperature is over 42, we have to stay indoors.
Another ruddy lockdown, was how Dad reacted to the news.
When I was a baby, there'd been a killer virus that meant no one could go out for months. Back then, we didn't even have a garden, and still don't, which makes the fact my parents run an actual gardening business sort of weird. Yet we do live across the road from the sea, the English Channel, to be exact. In winter, when there's a storm, the waves crash against our windows and the sea floods our street, all foamy, brown and briny. And it rains and rains and rains. Sometimes for days on end, sometimes all at once in a downpour. And eventually the drains bubble and the city floods too. It's why Mum insisted I learn how to swim.
Don't roll your eyes, Paul, she chided. If you got stuck in a flood one day, it could save your life.
Which might be true, though so is Mum's knack for spotting every potential catastrophe. This summer, it's the heatwave that's done the damage. Burning shoulders, scorching lawns, melting pavements. People say the weather never used to be like this. It's on the news constantly. Droughts in Sudan, rising sea levels in the Bahamas, footage of flooded homes and starving people and animals. There's no denying we've made a mess of our planet. Still, it's nice to see my brother smiling for once, his teeth glinting in the dark.
I suppose you can raise the alarm if I drown, Joel admits. Though, realistically, you're the one more likely to.
All right, I interrupt. You're the better swimmer. Point made.